Last year has been an incredible year from the point of view of climate change. We saw three very important reports from the scientific community, and the issue of climate change rising right to the top of the political agenda. And that culminated in Bali, Indonesia last year, with countries agreeing to a negotiating roadmap over the next 2 years to come to a post-2012 climate change regime. Now that that agenda is there, the real work begins, and we have an incredibly tight deadline, just 2 years of work, in order to design a comprehensive climate change regime that meets up to the challenge that the international scientific community has posed us. If I look at the forum, the World Economic Forum, as everyone is getting ready for it, what strikes me is that there seem to be a lot of worries, short-term concerns over the state of the world economy, and perhaps some tendency as a result to push longer-term issues like climate change back to the back of the agenda. I don't believe that is something we can afford to do. Within the next 5 to 10 years, enormous investment decisions will be made that will determine the world's future in terms of carbon and CO2 emissions for decades to come. And that is why I feel, in spite of the state of the world economy at the moment, we need to act on the issue of climate change now, and acting on it now actually offers important economic opportunities.